and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And it came to pass on the fourth day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, Comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Now therefore, I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith, than an house full of sacrifices with strife. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.